Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
David Hochberg, Vice President of Lending for Team Hochberg at Homeside Financial, is with us. Let me read the headline this morning, David, and you can give me your take on it. Stock futures rise after proposed debt limit extension. Gas prices edge lower in volatile trading after President Putin says Russia is ready to work on stabilizing the energy market. All sounds pretty good, doesn't it?
Sure.
Let me get you on.
So the microphone goes on. Yeah, it sounds great. It sounds great until December when they kick the can down the down the street there. So listen, if you and I ran our personal finances like the federal government runs theirs, people be scratching their heads and be like, what are you doing? We'd be in bankruptcy right now.
Yeah. So I don't know whether to laugh or cry.
It's ridiculous, and it is what it is. And all it does is, Bob, it creates instability in the marketplace, and the markets go up, the markets go down, the rates are impacted. And it doesn't have to be that way, and it's a much bigger challenge than you and I are going to solve on a morning radio show here in Chicago. So
let's get to a couple of questions that people have at the top of the top of their minds these days. Before you sell a home, you want to secure the lowest rate. What's your advice?
Yeah, I'm getting a lot of phone calls recently that a lot of our listeners want to move out of their homes, and they don't plan ahead. And what I mean by that is like, yeah, I want to buy 123 Maple. I'm like, great, but you owe 123 Oak. Okay, well, yeah, but I figured I could do this, that, and the other thing. I'm like, well, you figured that, but you've got $30,000 worth of credit card debt. Yeah, but I've got a lot of equity in my home. I'm like, well, you should have thought about that prior to listing your home, because once you list your home, you basically can't do anything with a home equity line of credit or a refinance once it goes on the market. So my recommendation for our listeners out there who are thinking about moving within the next 6 months to a year is to contact a mortgage professional to see if you could either A, secure a home equity line of credit against your house to pay off your debt, which will lower your monthly payments, increase your credit score so you get the lowest rate when you purchase a new home, or possibly refinance into a 30-year fixed loan, recalibrate everything, drop your payments down similar to a home equity line of credit. Use those strategies to save money now and put yourself and your family in the best position with the highest credit scores, because the credit scores, the top three things that drive the interest rate on your new loan are credit scores, and credit scores.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the message I'd like to put out there to our listeners, because we just get inundated with phone calls with listeners not planning ahead.
What's the deal on the student loans coming off forbearance at the end of January? How will that impact homeowners and future homeowners?
It's going to crush. Okay, so we've been on a great little siesta here, right? We've had an 18-month run of no mortgage payments for a lot of our listeners who went into forbearance, and everybody who has federal student loans, you've had a nice little break because the student loans have been on forbearance. You haven't had to make any payments. Challenge is, at the end of January, here comes the freight train, all right? And those payments are going to come back. And all that money that you were reallocating to something else, hopefully paying down debt, and as a nation, we're at our lowest level in years, because that's what our listeners have been doing. But those bills, Bob, are going to start hitting again. And the challenge is, you've been living all of these months without making that payment, and wham, here it comes. And yeah, you're looking to buy a home, and you're not thinking about that $500 to $1,000 worth of student loans that used to be going out. That $500 to $1,000 is the equivalent to a $200,000 to $225,000 mortgage payment. It's a lot of money that our listeners have just kind of forgotten about because it's been on forbearance. So the best person, Ray Kaplan, is on the station. She's an expert on my show. She's phenomenal. And I just talked to a listener's daughter who's a teacher. She's got $100,000 worth of student loans. If the student loans weren't there, we would have been able to refinance her and save her $500 a month. The challenge is, she's got $100,000 worth of student loans with a $600 payment against it. That it disqualified her. So I sent her over to Ray. Ray is working it out. Hopefully we can get her into a better position. So if you have student loans, our listeners out there, you've got to get in front of it. And because that payment's coming due, call Ray Kaplan at the Kaplan Law Group. She is a student loan assassin. She's phenomenal.
David Hochberg, Homeside Financial. More on the radio here Saturday starting at 10 a.m. Thanks, Dave.
Thanks for having me.